Well, this morning, Dallas Poland, a fourth grade teacher at East Sac County Elementary School, is our guest. We're talking about STEM, something, Dallas, that is very near and dear to your heart, and a good morning to you.
Good morning, Chris.
Thanks a lot for your time. Tell me a little bit about STEM and what is going on with your fourth grade students.
Okay, so STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math is not exactly brand new, but it might be something people aren't really familiar with. So what it does is it starts kids with kind of concrete, familiar experiences, and it helps them move into more abstract learning. We have some new science standards that have come down the line, I guess, from the state and all the good people who know what's best for kids,
mm-hmm.
so they say.
Right.
And what it's meant to do is to give kids, like, real-world knowledge, skills that they can use to be successful in anything, whether it's they choose to go to college, whether it's the workforce, whatever career path they choose. These standards help teachers get kids to be problem solvers and get a deeper understanding, I guess, of how things work and how to use them to fix stuff.
Well, forgive me for putting you on the spot, but with STEM now years under your belt, have you seen this be accomplished by some of your students? Do you see maybe the light bulb going on, a difference maybe in the classroom?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I asked my students when I found out I was going to talk to you what they liked best about how science has maybe changed for them, and they just get giddy when they're like, is it science day? Are we doing science today? Because when I asked them, you know, specifically, what do we do differently that you like? And they say, we get to work together with other people. We get to discover new things. We get to make stuff. We're not just sitting there doing boring papers and just reading about science.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that they enjoy it, our big goal in fourth grade has been to observe and think and write like scientists. And so this year we've been doing tons of investigations. And again, I asked the kiddos what they remembered or what they liked, and they were coming up with all kinds of, we discovered what some mystery powders were by running experiments. We've handled worms and talked about internal and external structures of animals, and we're just kind of getting into a new set of waves. And so yesterday we made telephones with paper cups and talked about why those actually work. So the kids are loving it.
Dallas, how long have you been an elementary school teacher?
17 years.
You know, so because it seems to me you're the one that might be giddy too, not just the kids, because to have the kids be so energized in learning has to be very pleasing as a teacher.
Oh my gosh. Science has become my passion. I absolutely love it. And I was going to put a shameless plug in for my class has a Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and I will go live a lot of days when we're doing some discoveries, and I get excited because of what the kids are learning. And so then the parents,
yes.
I mean, if they have the opportunity, can click on and they can see what their kids are doing and write in real time, and that's become really exciting for them too.
Yeah, if I was a parent, I would really appreciate that you do that. So this is just a little bit of a glimpse of the STEM that's going on with elementary students at East Sac County. Dallas Poland sharing her expertise with us today on The Spotlight. Thank you for your time and have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks a lot, Chris.
You're welcome. Our Spotlight with East Sac brought to you by the Loring Hospital in Sac City every other week right here on Mix 101.7.